The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's this simple from one of your blue check mark, race baiting people out there on Twitter. I think that Will Smith should wait. Looks at hands. Oh, hang on, I'm white, so maybe I don't need to have an opinion on what a black man did to another black man because of what he said about his black wife. Maybe I should just shut up and listen, says this person who travels in those circles.
Oh, golly.
You're not supposed to have any comment on a major societal story if you're white and it was black people.
Exactly, and these are the same folks who believe that there is nobody of any race who can fairly judge someone of any other race or ethnicity as part of a jury, for instance, or a judge, or a boss, for that matter, which is about the most racist thing I've ever heard.
No kidding. No kidding.
You know, getting back to a previous discussion about California's edging ever closer to reparations for the descendants of slaves, it would sound better in Latin. But the state slogan ought to be fantasy defeats reality, or something like that. or mount up your unicorns, folks. Again, that would sound better in Latin. This is exciting, folks. It's been a while. It's time for a Tsunami of Wokeness, special schools edition.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
There's a tsunami of wokeness. There's a tsunami of wokeness.
It's worth it. Just for the theme. I mean, if I were to say that's all, folks, it'd be fine. It'd be worth it. So the tsunami of wokeness, I came across an interesting editorial by Nicholas Lanham, who was writing about the fact that in the mainstream media, you get simultaneously all sorts of people, and he names a bunch, from hostesses on The View to panelists on cable news to ABC News, simultaneously denying that so-called critical race theory exists outside of our nation's law schools. It's a obscure legal doctrine. But simultaneously, they use all the words and phrases, all the slogans of it, systemic racism, that sort of thing, saying it's not a theory, but it's a fact. The system is rotten to its core. White Americans carry white body supremacy. Black Americans carry black body trauma. So they're systematically teaching it and denying it exists, which is, if you understand the critical theory world, that's part of their strategy. They think everybody's too stupid to accept it, so you have to bamboozle people into accepting it. So anyway, that's just kind of the overarching umbrella to a bunch of school-related stories. The Edmonds School District, Washington State, is pushing woke gender identity ideology on first graders. First graders. First grade students were given a lesson plan titled Gender Identity, which asked students to make a snow person based on how they identify. The instruction stated, think about what we talked about in class about gender identity. Make your own snow person. Tell me how you identify yourself. The assignment provided a gender diagram teaching 6 and 7 year olds.
Sorry, I just can't even get past snow person. I can't hear any other words since you said snow person.
Well, and you have to label the where the snow person's junk would be. You have to label that for yourself. Am I male, female, or neither? In the, the groinal area.
Because so, this is again, just such an important thing to talk about all the time with everyone, 24/7. I mean, it's just the only thing on anybody's mind all the time. It's just, will we ever escape this?
And again, you can criticize Ron DeSantis if you want. Public schools in Washington State are teaching this to first graders.
That's
unfreaking believable.
You know how wrong that is to mess with a little kid's mind? Because the vast majority of us, the vast majority of us, like, nobody's certain yet, but it's got to be like 99.5%. Never doubt for a second in their lives whether they're the gender they thought they were as little kids. So almost all of us never deal with this. The idea to put into a little kid's head who's trying to figure out the world and all they do is believe adults at that age that you might be a boy, you might be a girl. You know, don't jump to conclusions. Why would you mess with a kid's head like that? Right. It's like you're going out of your way to make them insane.
It's just to bear out your own bizarre
cruel.
Political theories.
It's plain cruelty.
San Antonio parents are angry at their local elementary school. Again, elementary school, because the critical theory folks want to indoctrinate your kids young. Trust me on this.
God dang it. Please don't say to my 5-year-old, put in their head that I know you think you're a boy, but you might be a girl. Why would you do that to impressionable little kids? Like, who, like I said, all they can do is take in the world through adults and try to figure out what's real and what's not. You people are crazy.
And sick. Anyway, so children at a local San Antonio elementary school were segregated by the color of their hair. Nobody explained what was going on. The children in one group were told they're not as smart as the others. It was supposed to be a lesson on racism, but parents are furious that neither they nor their kids were told about it ahead of time. The parents spoke said they want their children to learn about racism and civil rights, but they felt like this went way too far. They were separated according to hair color, with one group receiving preferential treatment. All of the dark-haired kids, the brown and black-haired kids, were treated as the privileged ones, and the blonde-haired and red-headed kids were treated not so nicely. Then the teachers told the students, "You lighter-haired kids are just not as intelligent." The group was purposely given a game with pieces missing so they could not play. Later, they were made to clean up after all the other children. One mom says, "My daughter was hurt. Her friends," she named to the principal of this district, "several of her friends were crying." And then they were shown the Spike Lee documentary, Four Little Girls, that included graphic autopsy photos of the girls' bodies.
What age was this?
About the Alabama church bombing. Elementary schoolers.
Wow. Hey, I got an idea for you. Teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. How about you do that?
It was only after the segregation and cruelty lesson that the teacher explained, "Hey, all that stuff about you're stupid, and we rigged the game, by the way, to make you look stupid, and stop crying over there. That was to teach you about racism. Now sit down and watch this Spike Lee documentary," which the district later apologized for, saying, "No, it was age inappropriate," with all the graphic, horrifying footage.
Because teaching about racism and sexuality seems to be the number one goal in America for teaching. Because that's what every kid is lacking.
That's right, 100%.
Not any of the STEM stuff, science, technology, English, engineering, math. Not English. I don't care about that. That's
certainly not history, because that's systemic racist history.
But how do you get off this far off the rails as a culture?
How about this one? Middle school math teacher, Fort Riley, Kansas, called a student Miss to get the student's attention at the end of class. "Excuse me, miss, we're still working here." After class, another classmate emailed the teacher to let her know that the student now used he-him pronouns in a different first name. But the next day, when the teacher, Ms. Ricard, used the student's last name, avoiding the new name or any pronouns at all, thinking,
good
I don't
plan.
Know what's going
Johnson,
on here.
Get over here.
The classmate, not the person involved, but a different classmate, grew even more frustrated and angry, leaving a note on the teacher's desk accusing the teacher of being transphobic. The note ended with a remark on the classmate's own gender identity. "My pronouns are he, they, by the way." So this teacher was then brought down to the principal's office, lectured with some after some disagreement with school officials on how to handle the situation. She was suspended and later issued a written reprimand for her refusal to comply with the district's policies on diversity and inclusion, now suing the school district.
Well, we have gone out of our way to convince the next generation that the most important thing in the world, and two important things are, all about race and gender and sexuality. I mean, those are the number one things to think about from when you get up to when you go to bed every single day.
The content of your character is like 53rd on the list.
Or learning math. Or whatever else, other skills you need to go out into the world and be able to freaking support yourself. Now, everything has to come through the lens of how wronged you are being treated by society around race and gender.
And
this
finally,
is not going to end up anywhere good, you realize. You're not going to have a very productive society.
And if your kids are in a public school, I would ask them what they are learning about this stuff, what they're being taught about this.
Oh, my God.
And finally, we've gone from elementary to middle schools. Let's touch on a high school. A Virginia high school teacher is under fire for calling efforts to make kids behave in class the definition of white supremacy. Josh Thompson, an English teacher at Blacksburg High School, posted a since-deleted TikTok video attacking the Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports Program, which is probably wildly progressive in itself. The teacher called the techniques to reduce disruptive student behavior white supremacy with a hug. That's a quote. Quote, it's things like making sure you're following directions and making sure that you're sitting quietly and you are in your seat and all these things that come from white culture. The idea of just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in many cultures. So if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture. This keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy. Which brings us, though we don't have time for the whole thing, to an absolutely great piece I read by a young black man who calls himself Steve QJ. The Progressive Rebranding of Racism. And then he goes through the history of it. But he talks about people like this high school teacher and another one who thinks that asking his students to sit quietly or following directions is the definition of white supremacy, or this tweet that claims that people of color live in a certain kind of terror of white people. Every time I stumble across one of these uniquely moronic examples, I find myself asking the same questions. Why do the most fragile, bitter, ignorant voices act as if they speak for us all? How is it progressive to suggest that black children are incapable of the same behavioral and academic standards as their white peers? How exactly is this trend of undermining the intelligence, maturity, and humanity of people of color any better than good old-fashioned racism? And he goes on brilliantly in some detail. Maybe we'll share a little more of it with you later. But it's all a tsunami of wokeness.
There's a tsunami of wokeness.
Thank you. Mike Lyons, a little bit later in the hour, talk about where we are in Ukraine and that whole situation. What is Delicor, the hot new fashion trend that you should be aware of? And
Salami Bra Center.
I was going to re-mention the new study about drinking that says drinking is not good for you. That whole it helps your heart or whatever thing is wrong. So.
Or you could mind your own business.
So that's
just a little counterpoint.
That's all coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let's say life knocks on your door. And you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Well, here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, we can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
800-216-1825. 800-216-1825. 800-216-1825. That's 800-216-1825.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and 2 guns. For more information and tickets, go to scireading.org or call 530-474-5075.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some business news. FedEx just announced that after more than 50 years, its founder and CEO is stepping down.
Oh.
Yep, on his last day, he'll be driven home and then thrown onto his front lawn.
That's pretty funny. And well delivered.
Yeah, silly but funny.
So we played this earlier. This is making the rounds, this clip of supposedly Donald Trump commenting on Will Smith. I think we have the answers to what's going on here. Here's how this sounds.
Will looked at him and smacked him. It was really great. Other people should do that. Will Smith is a really great guy. And I love what he did to the wise guy. So, Will Smith, I congratulate you. That was great. I only wish you hit him harder.
Wow, dude.
So we were trying to figure out, and I was just assuming there's no way that can be real because the media would go crazy. You know, Trump obviously coming out in favor of violence and blah, blah, blah. That would have just, you know, fed into the Rachel Maddow show. Somebody said the clip is from 2012. Somebody had assaulted Will Smith on the red carpet, and Smith and Will had, had smacked him.
Oh, yeah. When the infamous Russian incident, yeah.
Some man tried to kiss him. That was what Trump was reacting to.
Yeah, some prankster, some publicity hoe who tried to kiss Will Smith on the mouth in the press line, and Will Smith smacked him.
The Academy is having an emergency meeting today as to how to handle this situation. You missed your opportunity. Taking away his Oscar seems, I don't know, that seems ridiculous to me. But you should have kicked him out of the theater the night he hit somebody. You missed your opportunity to do anything, so go back to being somebody I don't care about, Academy.
That's easier for you to say as a white guy. White people shouldn't be commenting on this at all, according to certain activist types.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. A poll came out, which says something about America. 2 out of 3 people think Will Smith should be charged for slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. 2 out of 3.
Assault and battery, man. Come on, I know the law.
Got an opinion on that?
Personally?
Yeah.
I'd say if Chris Rock wants him charged, charge him. If not, this is a fairly minor act of violence.
I don't know. Run up as a non-famous person to somebody at the next gathering and smack them in the face. And see how that goes.
Do I
down.
Get to?
See,
wow,
see how
cool.
That turns out. I don't think it's...
Because I got a list. No, it's up to the slappy, I think, in a case like that. There are some places, there was a story out of Montana where a guy raped 2 women, and for some reason they said, just give him a suspended sentence. And so the prosecutors and judge agreed, okay, didn't put him in jail. I couldn't believe it. You know, there are some instances where society has an interest in it. If somebody's that dangerous, they need to be taken care of no matter what the victim says. But in this incident, I'm not that worried about it.
We're going to talk to Mike Lyons coming up in next segment, talk about Ukraine and all that sort of stuff. So we will hit on that story. But park goers headed to Disneyland in California will notice something new when they go now. So no more ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on any of the rides or displays or anything that they've been saying forever. They're going to go with non-gendered greetings in an effort
Please
not to.
Please do not use
yeah,
gender
we know.
Language
we know.
To address
all right.
everyone.
All right, shut up.
In an effort not to offend anyone.
Folks with an X, welcome to Disney World. Disney World stands on land previously owned by the blankety-blank Indians and the
So what are we doing now? So, okay, so you can be born a woman and decide you're a man. Okay, fine. But then you're a man, so why are you offended by ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? So this is for the 0.01% that identifies as neither and would be offended, and we're going to adjust the way we run society for the 0.01% who claims to be neither.
Disney, you're dead to me.
That is so crazy.
Except for the streaming.
Crazy.
I enjoy the streaming.
That is so crazy. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the Show and Shine, Dub Nuts at the Reading Dragstrip, and PIVS April 23rd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Reading is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Reading to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Over the past several hours, the governor of Chernihiv, that's that city just northeast of Kyiv, that the Russians conceded that they would be, they claim that they're pulling back some of their forces from there. The governor of that region says that shelling continued in that city overnight, and that shelling continued in the outskirts of Kyiv. Of course, President Zelensky saying that the fighting continues in other parts of the country. The shelling continues in Kharkiv in the northeast, and as I mentioned, in Mariupol. So that feeds into the skepticism that, you know, many Ukrainians feel that this is just a repositioning of Russian forces.
Is Russia actually backing down from their earlier goals, or just repositioning and they're lying to the world once again? I saw some new drone footage of Mariupol that was just incredible. It looks like when those F-5 hurricane or tornadoes hit a town, right, and just level everything, like you can see the foundation. It's amazing.
So to discuss the question of negotiations and a number of other interesting topics, please welcome to the show Major Mike Lyons, a decorated member of American Armed Forces, sought-after commentator on cable and broadcast networks, etc. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be back.
Indeed, great to have you. So given what you have observed from the Russian military, the Ukrainian military, the stalemates, etc., and the promises of negotiation and pullbacks, what do you make of the current situation, both militarily and diplomatically?
Well, first and foremost, you cannot believe a single thing that the Russia leadership says, not on any level. This stuff about drawing back out of Kyiv, going north to Chernobyl, to me, looks more like a reorganization, kind of in a regroup in order to do a counterattack. They're getting away from a very competent guerrilla force that the Ukraine military has put together. Small units, 8 to 10 individuals with javelins, with the kind of support that is just absolutely wreaking havoc on Russian military units there, and they've just said enough, and so they've got to get out of there. Now they're going to give up places that they've taken with blood and treasure, which is just, again, unheard of, that a guerrilla unit is able to do this to the Russian military. So what's happening up there, I think it's just kind of a reset to try to get those units offline because they're doing so poorly. In the south, Mariupol remains their primary objective. They have to have it in order to kind of complete that land bridge that goes from Crimea to the rest of the Russian Federation, and maybe when they take that, maybe that starts some kind of negotiation as an off-ramp or so, but I wouldn't believe a word they're saying about scaling back any military operations.
Well, if it just continues militarily, how do you see this playing out over the next weeks, months? How long do you think it lasts?
I think it goes for months, and it plays out until Russia says enough, in that, you know, it feels it can save face, let's say, maybe can try to continue to pound down the Ukraine civilian, but it just doesn't look like that's going to happen. And it just gets back to that old expression about you can, you know, pound people into submission, but unless you're going to be successful taking it on the ground, it's not going to work. And they've just not been successful with the military units that are there. You know, for example, they're not able to have what's called interior lines in the military. And what that is the capability to reinforce units within poorly worked operations. All those units that are in the north and to the east right now can't help the units in the south because they're 500 miles away. They couldn't possibly get units and troops and equipment there with any kind of speed or urgency to affect the battle there. So Russia has failed from a strategic perspective on a military side. However, they're going to try to claim victory some way, and if they claim it by taking that south and those cities along the Baltics or along the Black Sea, then maybe that's it.
Well, we know you're not just a military analyst, you're a student of history, and it just seems like surrendering that territory to Russia sets a moral and practical example. It's just repugnant, just tough to take.
It does, but what it'll do is it'll redefine now a new boundary, and I think that's what's going to be most important, and it'll at least stop the fighting, it'll stop the killing, so that there's a positive aspect to that. But I, you know, the West is going to move in very quickly pretty quickly once it's safe to rebuild Ukraine, and that's going to be a now hard border between, you know, Russia and the rest of the world. And let's hope that Europe and the rest of the world now creates the pariah that Russia needs to be and doesn't do business with them. I mean, again, there was no deterrence to keep Russia from invading Ukraine. This whole liberal idea of these countries getting together, and if we're all tied together economically, they won't wage war on each other. It just didn't work out here. The Germans now are going to look for different ways to supplement their energy. They're not going to buy from Russia anymore. Now, Russia will get it from someplace else, India and China. But the bottom line is, I think they've got to really do a tremendous job isolating Russia for a long time, for years, until their leadership changes.
New York Times is talking about the question they're asking in the Pentagon is, how did we misjudge the Russian military so badly? You have any idea? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of reasons. First of all, it's not in our interest to undersell what they are, because that doesn't buy us weapons in the Pentagon. That doesn't, so we have to make sure that we overestimate what their capabilities are. But all of the other factors that went into this, the fact that they're using conscripts, the fact they don't have good leadership, the fact that they've not been able to really do air land battle or blitzkrieg by synchronizing forces from the air and the ground. They all bring mass to the table. They, at the end of the day, they still brought 200,000 troops into Ukraine, and that alone. Now we're watching them throw these troops, you know, literally into the fodder and just having them killed for no reason. But we're going to continue to underestimate our enemies as a matter of fact, in order to overestimate our Pentagon budgets. I think that's a big part of it.
Oh, that's interesting. But overestimated Putin. I mean, we all had this view of him being this crafty KGB genius, three-dimensional chess,
yeah.
And it doesn't look that way at all.
Well, no, unless his goal all along has been the land bridge along the south, along the coast. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he would have liked, you know, to take Kyiv, change the government, and thought that possibly was going to happen, and given the distances, I would have thought that they would have been more successful in the north. They were pre-positioned in Belarus. They had less distance to travel. They still couldn't get 50 miles into Ukraine and take the city, or even really threaten it. They're only threatening it by the strategic weapons. So there's another one of my colleagues at the Modern War Institute, John Spencer, who's an expert on urban conflict, and we're talking about this urban conflict, and I'm like, John, it's not happened yet. We don't have it yet. All that they've done is surround the city, and they're shelling it from artillery and cruise missiles. That's not really urban conflict yet. I would have thought by now you'd have tanks in the streets, you'd have fighting, you'd have a lot more things happening inside Kyiv, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Well, explain to people what a big deal it is, and NBC's now saying 9 Russian generals have died. How unique is that in the history of warfare?
Unheard of, and that's because these guys are coming down to the execution phase of what's happening, and I mean, they're literally directing traffic. I mean, I guess the fact that they're so close to the fighting, they are likely being targeted. There's one thing we're providing in a way that's not talked about now is level of intelligence to the Ukraine military that is probably in real time, and likely a lot of it has to do with where those generals are, as we know where they are based on our satellite technology, and we could read name tags and foxholes down to the ground there, right? So I'm sure that we've passed a lot of that information on to the Ukraine military, and it doesn't surprise me that the special forces operators within Ukraine are targeting those general officers on purpose. Now, again, the fact that there's have to be so close to the fighting just shows you how inefficient their military is, because, you know, they have to feel that they have to lead that far. Just beyond the pale to think that they've got to get down and literally almost direct traffic on things that are going down there.
Major Mike Lyons, last question for me anyway, Mike. We came across some really interesting and troubling analysis of the strength of the German forces that we talked about last week. Boy, you talk about a paper tiger. They're only one out of three warships is actually ready to sail, for instance. What is the state of NATO forces, and do you think there's a chance to whip them into shape anytime soon?
Well, when you bring them all together, if you tie it all in a bow, it looks big and it looks great and it looks good. The problem is it's just not in one spot, and it wouldn't do anything. So let's say they attacked the Baltics and they were there. It would take NATO 6 months to muster the force to kick the Russians out of the Baltics or to defend or do anything like that.
Yikes.
The German military in particular, the Russians have lost more tanks than the German military has operational right now. It's just beyond, again, crazy to think how far Germany has gone. And, you know, remember the last president said you know, Germany needs to step up and get with the program. Well, they're finally doing it, and it took this threat from Russia to do it. And these are two cultures that have been at war at some point for the last, you know, 100, 200 years. So it just surprises me over this last generation with, you know, Angela Merkel about their reliance on Russian oil. They outsourced their energy to their country, and then still now they recognize the fact that they could be overrun in 50 or 60 hours. Now, again, the military and the Russian side has shown us that they're probably not all that, and, you know, and there's things. However, Russia has capacity. They have capability to shoot cruise missiles. They could land in Berlin. They could land in London. They could land in Washington, D.C. anytime they want.
Major Mike Lyons, military analyst. Mike, thanks so much for the insight. We appreciate it.
Great guy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, to that point, it's been extraordinary to see public opinion in Germany change from their, you know, naive, unicornian, pacifist, everything will be fine stance to the German people waking up. I mean, and waking up in huge numbers saying we got to build a military, we got to be strong.
It went from 15% to 90% in terms of supplying arms to Ukraine. 15% in February to 90% now.
Meanwhile, down the road in Poland, I just read enrollment in Poland's equivalent of the National Guard. It's a volunteer force of citizen soldiers. Volunteers for that have septupled, seven times as many. Droves and droves of Polish citizens are saying, hey, train me up, get me ready. If you ever need me, call me.
Well, I would hope that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
If that were happening on our border, I would join up. You look at, you know, you have the ability to turn on the TV and see what it's like for these people in Ukraine who've mm-hmm. lost absolutely everything, maybe forever. Yeah, if you're not willing to stand up and fight for that.
So to a very large extent, I see the countries in NATO waking up in a way that's really encouraging. My only question in the modern world is attention span.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Does that wisdom last?
Yeah, what if a movie star slaps a comedian? You know,
for instance.
So speaking of that, two-thirds of Americans think Will Smith should be charged with something. The New York Times is going with this opinion piece. I'll read a little from when we come back. Jaden Pinkett Smith shouldn't have to take a joke. Neither should you.
So it's not the season of healing, it's slapping season.
Yeah, well, if anybody makes a joke that you find offensive, apparently. That and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself. Have you been putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've seen what's happening in the market. This is clearly no time to gamble. Can you really afford to lose any more of your retirement savings? Hey, here's the good news. You don't have to lose another penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street desperately hopes you'll never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money, even when the market tumbles, just as it's done for more than 160 years. And it gives you tax-free and penalty-free access to your savings. These are treacherous times, and now, more than ever, you can't afford to take one wrong step. So get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. Hurry. To get this free report, go to SaveYourRetirementNow.com right now. That's SaveYourRetirementNow.com. SaveYourRetirementNow.com.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Turtle Bay's spring plant sale is coming up on Saturday, April 2nd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. We grow heirloom vegetables, California native, and waterwise plants. Primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You gotta see this. Apparently, Verizon customers have been receiving spam texts from their own phone numbers. It's weird when you get a text from yourself at 2 a.m. that says, me up. Meanwhile, AT&T customers are like, ha ha, that's what you get for using a company that has cell service.
Oh, that would have left a mark.
I must have signed up for something in the last week or so where I gave my phone number, or I suppose anything I signed up for sold it to somebody because they get to do that whenever they want. But my number of robocalls that I get has exploded all of a sudden. I mean, to where it's like every 5 minutes. I just have to leave my phone off and ignore all phone calls, which is awesome when you miss that call from the doctor or the school or the whoever was trying to get back to you, or you tried to book a therapist appointment for your kid a month ago and they finally get back to you because you can't answer your phone because every time you answer it, it's a robocall. And as we all know, all that does is feed into the algorithm that it's a live phone so you get more phone calls. Something needs to be done about that, because right now, anyway, my phone's almost my phone number's almost unusable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's practically to the point that it's unusable as a phone number, as a way to get a hold of me.
Well, and every effort to crack down on this sort of thing has failed pretty miserably. It seems to come and go in waves, doesn't it? You
it
have
does.
Waves of calls, and then they leave you alone for a while.
What do smart people do about this? Is the smart thing to do to, like, get a new number every so often? That's such a pain because I've had the same number for 25 years, and, you know.
You're asking me what smart people do. How would I know? Because I read it somewhere.
I think about it regularly because I feel like this number is almost if I give you this number to call me, you're not going to be able to get a hold of me because I'm not going to answer the phone because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can't believe that there continues to be fallout from the whole Will Smith slapping, but some of this stuff is pretty interesting. Jada, this is from the New York Times, an opinion piece by a woman named Roxane Gay. And what is she? She is the author of a book or something. Jaden Pinkett Smith shouldn't have to take a joke, and neither should you. This is a defense of thin skin, and it is a defense of boundaries and being human and enforcing one's limits. It's a repudiation of the insistent valorizing of taking a joke.
Wait a minute. This is the record. You are 6.5 seconds into the article, and my ass is already tired. Congratulations.
I have a comment on this, of having a sense of humor. It's a rejection of the expectation that we laugh off everything people want to say and do to us.
It's a Hollywood awards show. That's what they do. You dope.
Well, and besides that, on a bigger society level, I have this conversation with my kids practically daily. One of them, I have to, you know, give the little speech about you just got to learn to ignore people who say stuff like that, because kids are constantly, you know how kids are. Just you're constantly trying to annoy someone or pick on somebody or whatever. And you just have to learn. She is apparently against the idea of learning to just roll your eyes or not even really hear when people say crap like that.
Be baited into every conflict possible.
In defense of thin skin. That's an interesting one. I'm not going to teach my kids that.
Wow. I'm not sure. Paraphrase Churchill, stop and throw rocks at every single dog that barks.
I'm not sure it would serve my children well to convince them that, no, you should be really bothered by this, and they're the ones who are wrong. Okay, well, maybe that'll serve you in life. I don't know. Of course the New York Times comes up with that angle. Find that troubling. Florida is warning of a new drug much more powerful than fentanyl.
Yeah, I saw this.
A new drug 20 to 100 times stronger than fentanyl. There's got to be a limit, right? Fentanyl's already a drug that if you get tiny little speck in it, you're gonna die. What's the point of a drug that if an atom is in the same room, an atom of it is in the same room as you, you die? As I've said before, I would think you reach a limit of how it's a good business model because all your customers are dead.
Well, if all of them were dead, that would be a problem. If most of them were addicted and a couple of them were dead, there's where you really make some money.
Isotonazine. Something
the kids
like that.
Just call it ISO.
Okay. Is so strong that it can kill just by coming in contact with someone's skin or being accidentally inhaled. According to the DEA, it's manufactured in China, shipped to Mexico, and then smuggled in the United States. I think the chance that this is not on purpose by China is low. What do you think?
Well, if I can make money while I poison my great global opponent, please, where do I sign up?
Come on, China!
Part of the whole authoritarian argument is that capitalist countries are decadent societies, and that would play into their view of us perfectly by thinking, oh yeah, we can kill off a chunk of their population by getting this drug, and they have open borders. Crazy enough, and they are right about that. Crazily enough, they have open borders, so you can just get the drug across the border easily. So yeah,
sure.
I think China's killing off a chunk of our population.
China's asshole.
That's a good point, sir. Khrushchev's whole "we will sell you the rope you hang yourselves with." Well, we're not going to hang ourselves, Khrushchev. We're going to OD. Sell us some drugs.
ISO is linked to overdose deaths all across the country, and it's growing. They say so. We'll probably be talking about this in coming weeks and months.
Coming up, the Biden family is absolutely a business conglomerate interested in selling influence and access and getting rich. They also run a fake charity, but nobody cares.
And there's audio of a woman who freaks out because she can't find her car in a parking garage. It's kind of gone viral, and it's pretty funny, so I guess we'll mock the unfortunate.
Sounds like fun.
Coming up next hour, mocking the unfortunate.
Wow, you had to put it like that.
Makes you feel bad about yourself when you put it that way, doesn't it? I won't put it that way anymore.
A little bit.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.